This is Anthony Brooks. It's Day to Day.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in three of the four states up for grabs yesterday, but she only gained 12 delegates on Barack Obama, with 12 more still to be decided. That's according to the Associated Press. The AP gives Obama a 101 delegate lead.
And with regard to that all-important delegate count, the Democrats still have two big question marks.
One of them is those superdelegates we spoke about with John Dickerson earlier, and the other, the states of Michigan and Florida, and whether those pledged delegates will be seated at the national convention. Today, Hillary Clinton said it would be a mistake not to seat those delegates. Joining us now is Jean Cummings of Politico.com. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, of course she would say it would be a mistake not to seat those delegates because she won most of those delegates, right?
Absolutely. And the more this comes down to a delegate fight, the more intensity there will be inside of the Clinton campaign to try to get those delegates seated at the convention and counted.
But in Michigan, she was the only candidate on the ballot. And in Florida, she wasn't supposed to campaign there. She did sort of campaign there. But so how fair can that be? How can she make the case that these were actually fair elections?
Well, it's a really, really hard case for them to make in Michigan in particular, because Barack Obama's name was not on the ballot. And then down in Florida, though, she's got somewhat of an argument because his name was indeed on the ballot. And so that's where they're trying to make their first stand, because it's easier for them to make a case there.
And so what are the possible scenarios that we have?
Well, the one that seems to be emerging with the most support is to have some kind of do-over. And even the Clinton campaign lately has kind of softened its opposition to the idea of doing another primary. I didn't say they support it, but their opposition has eased slightly. The governor of Florida now says he can see where that is a possibility. The DNC chairman, Howard Dean, has been trying to work out some kind of repeat of a primary. The big problem here is money. It costs about $5 million in Florida to do a mail-in primary, and it would cost about $10 million to do a regular primary. And they don't have that kind of money. And Crist, while he says it's okay to do a do-over, he's not offering any cash to pay for it.
Crist being the governor, Governor Charlie Crist. And what about Michigan?
Michigan might have some better options simply because they have in the past done caucuses. That is a much less expensive way of going about doing a do-over in Michigan.
What about just splitting the delegates between the two?
Well, there could be some brokered agreement between the two candidates. That remains an option as well. At the rate the primary is going, the way they seem to be just sort of locked in this near tie status, neither side has a reason to back down yet. If there was a clear winner, then they could make that kind of agreement.
And who would make the decision ultimately what will happen with these delegates?
Well, ultimately, if there is no resolution between the two candidates, which is the easiest way to resolve this, then it will go to one of the committees in the DNC, the credentialing committee. And that committee would ultimately decide these two delegations would not be seated and not be counted.
Jean Cummings of Politico.com, thank you very much.
You're welcome.